2 weeks away from Valentine's Day here on the Ralphie Radio Show, so we figured this was timely because you think you know somebody these days, but you really sometimes have no idea. Maybe, just maybe, you might be dating a sociopath. And so here to help you out right now with that on the Ralphie Radio Show is Dr. Annabelle Charbit. She earned a PhD in neuroscience from University College London, and she's author of the book, a novel, A Life Lived Ridiculously. It's about a girl with OCD who falls in love with a sociopath. Dr. Charbit, thanks so much for the time. And do you have any personal experiences dating a sociopath or no?
Well, I can certainly say with hindsight that there probably was at least one who would fit that category.
What are some of those characteristics that are triggering that thought for you?
One thing I noticed, not just in my experience, but in most people's experience, is that if you are dating a sociopath, they tend to try to make you feel pity. They have a lot of sob stories, and they sort of give you the runaround, and they always want something from you. Some people I know, luckily not myself, have had a lot of money conned out of them because they fell for amazing sob stories from people who claimed that, you know, they had families who were in trouble, or they themselves were in trouble, or they were dying of terminal diseases. I mean, the stories are wonderful and very imaginative, and they are always lies.
Now, not all sociopaths are out for money specifically. What are some other characteristics? Because I would imagine there's other sociopaths that are more needy, perhaps in a physical or emotional way.
Their drive is dominant. They want to dominate. Easiest way to dominate is by taking all your life savings. But other ways of dominating, I mean, you get the physically violent sociopaths, but they're actually in the minority. Some will dominate by having lots of sexual partners. Some will dominate by just repeatedly the emotional abuse of a partner. So, yeah, there are varieties of ways that they can dominate. The easiest one to access, to imagine, is taking your money.
Dr. Annabelle Charbit here on the Ralphie Radio Show. We're wanting you to ask the question, are you dating a sociopath, as we're about 2 weeks away from Valentine's Day? So we've outlined some of the different ways that you can define a sociopath in a relationship. Now, obviously, if you are dating a sociopath, you want to get out of that relationship. Dr. Charbit, what's your best advice for exiting that relationship stage right?
Well, first of all, definitely get out. You can't get them to see that the error of their ways. They can't see it. So get out. Most of the time, unless you have already invested something, whether maybe you have children with them or you bought a house together or something, you can just walk away. Once they realize you're wise to them, most of them will let you go because they want easy prey. The chances are they targeted you in the first place because you were easy prey. If you suddenly wake up one day and get smart, they're just going to find more. There's plenty of other fish for them.
Yeah, it's really tough to change people. And again, like I mentioned at the beginning, especially in this day and age, you think you know somebody, but perhaps you have no idea. Well, she earned a PhD in neuroscience from University College London, and her novel is out now. It's called A Life Lived Ridiculously. Dr. Annabelle Charbit, making some time here for the Ralphie Radio Show. Hey, Dr. Charbit, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.